And now it's time for Back Talk. That's when we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Editor Ahmad Omar is here with us, and it's kind of nice to see you on this side. I'm going to be asking you questions. Ahmad, what do you have for us today?
All right, Viviana, we've been covering some of the new immigration laws that have been passed around the country, and a lot of them are going through court challenges like laws in Georgia and Alabama. Well, this week, a federal appeals court in Atlanta issued a mixed ruling on those states' laws. The court upheld this controversial policy that some call the "show me your papers" provision that allows police to check the immigration status of suspects that they think might be in the country illegally.
That syncs with the recent Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law. But Ahmad, we should note that the courts aren't ruling out future challenges to that provision once it goes into effect.
Absolutely. The appeals court also did strike down other parts of the Alabama and Georgia laws, though. For example, it said Alabama schools can't be required to collect information about students' immigration status because that would discourage kids from going to class. And it said Alabama can't ask immigrants to carry registration documents at all times, but there's still plenty of legal wrangling left in both of those cases, so we'll keep you posted.
And that's not just it. What other updates do you have for us, Ahmad?
All right, we've talked a little bit on this program about the financial struggles of Morris Brown College in Atlanta. That's a historically black college founded in the late 1800s. Well, creditors are calling in $13 million worth of bonds, but Morris Brown says it doesn't have the money right now, so the college is facing foreclosure in September.
Okay, well, we're going to definitely keep an eye on that. What else?
All right, something a little bit lighter now. We have this occasional series called In Your Ear. That's where we ask guests about what kind of music they're listening to. Well, we recently had Africa correspondent Ophabia Quist-Arkton on the program, and her segment got a lot of listeners asking about the song she picked. Dieta LaShawn from Kimberton, Pennsylvania, wanted to know more about the second song on her list, so we'll let Ophabia tell us more about it.
My favorite singer of all times is Miriam Makeba because she had a singular, distinctive voice. May she rest in peace. La Kuchonilanga talks about, is it the sunrise or the sunset? But it is such a lyrical, beautiful, calming lullaby. Whenever my nerves are frayed, this is what calms me down.
If that's too slow for you, we also got a letter from Aiden Stafford from Hamtramck, Michigan, asking about the last song on Ophabia's list, and he wanted to know how to spell it as well. Well, it's Yolele, that's Y-O-L-E-L-E, by Papa Wemba.
It was when he kind of changed gear and just came out with this revolutionary album called Emotion. When he comes out with a ba-ba-bum-bum-bum, ba-da-bum-bum, but that beat just sets me off. And then I start dancing and I start singing along with the Congolese, Papa Wemba.
And I'm tapping my feet and dancing. And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or go online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. We're on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. Thank you, Ahmad.
Thank you.
Just ahead, Lance Armstrong's cycling career has been littered with allegations of doping.
It started a long time ago. It started 10 years ago with a lot of talk and speculation, which is, you know, I think is part and parcel to being successful in what is widely viewed as, you know, maybe a dirty sport.
Now, Lance is done fighting. We'll check in with the barbershop guys about what that means. That's coming up next on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Viviana Hurtado.